had often said her village was nestled in a thick wood, and that she and her people trained among the trees. They hunted and gathered, gone for days at a time, living off the land. Kyan didn't know if it was also wet, but the western coast had a colder climate. She'd be used to surviving in this, and already had an advantage.
She will be proclaiming herself chosen.
Yes. Kyan could just barely see the empty harbor with the lone dock reaching out.
Where are the other ships for the traders? Or other chosen?
The other ships. They drop off chosen here, then head around island.
Seafarer snatched the back of a deckhand's shirt as she ran by. In a language Kyan didn't understand, the grizzled man yelled out something. The woman nodded and turned back the other way. To Kyan, he said,
That other chosen, the Inkna.
The man spit onto the deck in distaste.
He dropped off a countryman, then went around to island, eh? Stayed a while, waited to see what happened to his man. Cowardice, that.
And has he gone in?
Seafarer shrugged.
Don't know. By now, probably. There is much unrest on the island. I hear Shadow Lord is not happy about some goings-on with trials. Lots of killing in Trespasser Village, too.
Trespasser Village?
Kyan asked, as those cliffs loomed closer.
Trespasser. That's what they call people waiting for chosen, not traders. So not useful. Take up space. Huts and wood only. Lots of death there. If you pay, you stay in city. If I were you, I'd stay in city, eh? But then you stay in city. You don't know what danger goes on in the underbelly. Hard decision, eh?
Kyan glanced at Sanders, who nodded once and headed back to the passenger holds. He'd take that information to Daniels and Burson. Hopefully, Burson's seer gift would become active and point them in the right direction. If not, Daniels would need to weigh up their options and choose the best place to stay. They'd probably just have to make the best of whatever situation they ended up in and adapt until Shanti made it through the trials. He didn't want to send her into those trials alone. Anything could be waiting for her in there. She was strong, capable, and trained for it, but she'd be completely cut off. She'd have no one to rely on. No help. Kyan balled his fists and looked out over the water, pushing away an uncharacteristic feeling of helplessness. He hated things being taken out of his control, and that had been happening more and more on this journey. His destiny, and that of his people, was not only being decided by another, it was completely out of his hands.
Have you heard anything more about the trials?
Kyan asked. Seafarer rocked back on his heels and then to his toes.
Only what you have, eh? Someone goes in. No one comes out.
And have there been many hopeful chosen?
Oh, yes. Very many. Good business bringing them over. Sometimes you hear screams. Sometimes a great roar like a beast. That is, if you get close. Most times, though. Nothing.
You can get close.
Kyan turned to the middle-aged man.
There is a barrier, eh? You cannot see, no, but you can hear sometimes. Sometimes at night, screaming drifts over city. Terrible stuff, this. Why they do it, eh?
Some people have no choice,
Kyan said in a low voice, his gaze once again settling on the back of Shanti's wheat-colored head. She hunched over the rail now, watching the opening in the rock grow larger and larger. Ronan was pushed right up against her, his body stuck to the side of hers. He would be watching her go, too. The man had been selected to guard her at all costs, had almost died for her already, and he could be sending her to her death, just like he was doing himself. There was nothing any of them could do.
Well, she's first woman, Seafarer said. I've seen hopeful chosen of all kinds. Old, young, rich, poor.